you ever fantasized about an inflatable water park along the Thompson River, turns out you're not alone. Plans are in motion for the redevelopment of the area. Last weekend, design firm Urbis came to Longreach to speak to the community about what they wanted to do along the river, with fun recreational activities proving extremely popular. Urbis is now taking these ideas and designing a master plan to give to the council. ABC Western Queensland's Ellie Grounds spoke to one of the architects of the plan, Glenn Power.
There are three main focuses of the master plan. The first of those is a new and improved recreational activity area for the local community. The second focus is to attract more visitors to Longreach. And the third, it's keeping them in the town longer by broadening available tourism activities within town. The good thing about what happened on the weekend was that the community was very much on board with those focus areas. I think what did come through loud and clear was that there was a need for a good balance between, I guess, community expectations in terms of what it could be, but also maintaining what's there. But a really clear understanding that tourism is really important, and by broadening that experience, it can only bring a lot of good to the town.
So you mentioned that on the weekend we had a bit of community consultation. So set up in the main street of Longreach were some boards with photos of possibilities for what could be done down at the river. And everybody that walked past got given a little sheet of stickers, and they got to put a sticker on their favourite ideas. Have you had a chance yet to collate that data and see what were the most popular ideas?
So we did the informal street meet and greets and did that exercise, and then about an hour after we closed that down, we had a bit more of a formal presentation, like the whole community was invited. But we had a smaller number turn up to that, the people with particular interests, and it gave them a chance to ask us a few more detailed questions after they had time to think about what they saw and how they voted. So we did get, I guess, an initial direction as to what were the most popular on the day. The number one was the inflatable water park. It got about, I think it got just over 100 votes, with the series of second most popular. They all received around 70, 80 votes. And I guess further to that, the inflatable water park was at the top of one of the boards, which were quite big. So it wasn't just kids that voted for that. There would have been plenty of adults of all ages that would have voted for that as well.
So is this a democratic process? Because the water park got the most votes, does that mean we are getting a water park at the Thompson River?
No, not necessarily. It's all data, I suppose, and all all ideas. I should be clear that it certainly wasn't a formal water play of any description, although we did have that as an option. This is the inflatable water parks that you see pop up all over the world. Generally, they put them up for school holidays in the warmer months and then take them down. So it's actually a cool little business that, I guess, could come into town, or someone from town could potentially set up as a venture.
What actually prompted the idea to expand on what the river already offers to the community?
Well, it's such an amazing asset. So I believe that, I guess, council's motive essentially is that it's this asset that can be utilised in a much better way. You know, there's some independent, I suppose, groups that have set some things up, like the Outback Water Sports Club and those other ventures that have just, I guess, identified the potential for what the river could be and what it could be used for. You know, going back to the initial focus, it's just another reason to attract more visitors to Longreach.
We're part of the Lake Eyre Basin, and this area is quite prone to flooding. I saw on those boards on the weekend a lot of the ideas specifically said, you know, flood-proof XYZ. What kind of challenges might you face in this project?
Yeah, there's certainly challenges, but as I said to a number of people on the weekend, is that sometimes the best, well, generally speaking, the best solutions come out of the greatest challenges. One example, personally, that I've been involved in was the Rockhampton Riverside redevelopment. We developed major parkland and plaza space and playgrounds on the lower embankment of the Fitzroy River, and obviously that floods. People were telling us their own experiences, you know, how quickly the floodwaters come. You know, you knew that a flood was coming down, but you potentially have a week or two to manage that. So we could put in things that we knew that council could essentially take their time and take it out, but we don't have that ability on the Thompson River. So that doesn't mean that we can't do things. You know, technology and construction methods and elevated decks, elevated walkways, having that infrastructure above those flood levels with elements that, you know, below those flood levels that are easily managed and cleaned. And, you know, there's lots of different sort of mechanisms that we can push and pull to still create a meaningful space.
The project officially started in March. When do you expect that we'll be getting those shovels in the ground and the first lot of soil is going to be turned?
This is just a master planning process. We'll be finished by the end of the year and hopefully endorsed by council. The document itself is actually a bit of a sales and marketing pitch for the mayor and council to chase funds through private developers, people that have an interest in the project, donations. But, you know, they can also go to the Premier of Queensland or to federal members and seek funding. There's no benefits of a pandemic, but if there was to be one, it's that the likelihood of interstate or state tourism is going to really improve. So, you know, families drop $10,000, $20,000, $30,000 travelling to the States to go to Disneyland. You know, and people won't be able to do that. In the short term, that actually opens up opportunities for regional locations. You know, and Longreach has a lot to offer.
It's Glenn Powell talking about the design of a master plan for the redevelopment of the Thompson River in Longreach.